Some good vibes with Pat, Tom, and Cody.
Casey Fletcher was in between classes at the University of Connecticut, so she stopped at Dunkin' Donuts for a coffee. She spotted a homeless man outside picking up change on the side of the road. He eventually came inside, counting his change, hoping he had enough to buy something. He did not. Casey bought him a coffee and a bagel and invited him to sit down. He said thank you, but refused to sit down. Didn't want to talk. She kept insisting and insisting, and finally he relented. Casey just talked to him. And this man, Chris Eberhardt, told her that he really gave up talking to people because they were so mean to him. He went on to say that he was homeless because, well, it was his own fault. He had turned to drugs, and drugs had turned him into a person he hated. Didn't like himself at all. He lost the only person that had been decent to him, his mom, to cancer a few weeks before that. He never knew his dad. And he told her how badly he wanted to become just a person his mom might be proud of. Casey realized she had to get back to class, so she got up and said goodbye, and Chris asked her to wait for a minute. He scratched something on a piece of paper, folded it over, put it in her hand, and they went their separate ways. When she got to her class, Casey opened the note, and this is what it said. Today I plan to kill myself. Because of you, I don't want to do that anymore. Thank you, beautiful person. Wow. Casey kept going by Dunkin' Donuts and eventually, a couple weeks later, ran into Chris again. She put him in touch with services. He got himself into rehab. He's now living in a shelter and working a part-time job at... anybody? Dunkin' Donuts. He's also taking online classes and says he wants to become a counselor. One person, one moment, decided to take action and be a friend to somebody she'd never met before in her life.
That's awesome.
And that's your good vibes for a Monday.
Pat, Tom, and Cody, 105.1
KNCI.